Kathy, explain as you understand it what the governor's trying to say with this.
Governor Rick Perry has made it extremely clear where he stands on homosexual marriage, and that is that he passed not only, or pardon me, he signed not only a law in the state of Texas, but went out of his way to sign a constitutional amendment that was overwhelmingly passed by the people of Texas. And that was not even necessary for a governor to sign a constitutional amendment, but he went out of his way to do that because he was making a statement standing with over 60% of the people of Texas who say that we are going to draw the line. We are not going to accept sexual perversion as commonplace. We will tolerate, of course. We're not going to discriminate.
Right.
But who in the world stands for a job that says, well, it's because of my sexual perversion that I demand a job? And that is exactly what the other side is doing.
Joe, well, I can tell you have a problem with that. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I guess while we wait for Kathy to tell all of us in Texas what is and is not acceptable sexual conduct so she can define what perversion is for the rest of us, I think that what Perry is doing is trying to have it, as you described, sort of trying to have it both ways. On the one hand, he probably figures he's got the religious fanatics and the right-wing extremists all wrapped up, and so that he can start to flirt a little bit with the libertarians, who the sort of Ron Paul types who say, well, I'm personally against it, but it's up to the states, and since I love the Tenth Amendment so much, I will not impose my view that we should be discriminating against people on states that that don't feel the same
way.
Well,
that's what he said here, is that, you know, under the Tenth Amendment, the states have the right to decide these things, and that's why it's okay with him, as he put it, for New York to go ahead and do this, Kathy. I guess, though, Kathy, what the problem a lot of people have is they'll say that, yeah, he's all right with New York's right to do that under the Tenth Amendment, but he also supports a process to do away with that right, right? Because he's for a federal amendment as well that would say that there couldn't be no gay marriage.
Well, and this is absolutely an unquestionable, unequivocal position of Governor Rick Perry and candidate if he chooses to go there, and that is that there is a constitutional amendment in the state of Texas. There is a law. He signs both of those, but also that is an agreement with 39 other states that have banned this kind of perversion. And where do you draw the line? If you accept sodomy today, which is outside the mainstream and outside of over 200 years of experience of this nation that has made us strong, why are we going to throw out the mores that have been with us since our founding? Are we going to then say that polygamy is okay or pedophilia is okay, or how about bestiality? 39 states, he is simply saying, have already said that they oppose sexual perversion.
I'll tell you, I'm happy, and I think
one at a time. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah. I think the Democratic Party is probably going to be quite happy to have this debate, because you've got people like Kathy who are so far behind the curve in history and are so are really on the precipice of being left in the ash heap of history where they belong because of their bigotry. People are moving way away from that kind of a bigoted position. In fact, polls show that majorities of people favor marriage equality, are not tied to
that.
I hope you don't mind if I finish what I'm saying. People like Ms. Adams are absolutely in the minority, and I would say that Rick Perry, who's a smart guy, probably recognizes that if he starts associating very publicly with these kinds of bigots, he's really going to turn off a lot of people who support equality for everyone and don't go around moralizing.
I'm running short on time. Kathy, I'll let you have the last word. Go ahead.
Your president says that there are 57 states. Get this, Jeff Berg. There are 50 states and 39 of them. This is not a minority. This is a majority, a huge majority, has said that we do not want sexual perversion condoned, and we have a historical reference in Sodom and Gomorrah that says that that is not acceptable behavior either. I don't want to go there, and I don't think the majority of Texans do. As a matter of fact, over 60% of them turned out at the polls to say absolutely we oppose sodomy, and they do not deserve special rights. They can marry a man, can marry a woman can marry a man. That is across the board.
All right. We'll have to, Kathy, I appreciate it. We'll have to leave it right there for now, just out of time. That's Kathy Adams, who's a former chair of the Texas Republican Party. Also, Jeff Berg at liberal, he is a liberal, I should say, at partisangridlock.com.